A federal judge in Rhode Island rules for the Trump administration to release millions of dollars in FEMA funds to 22 Democratic states and Washington, D.C. U.S. District Court. Chief Judge John McConnell Jr., an Obama appointee, ruled Friday the Trump administration violated a court order when withholding the grant money from the states. The funds had been approved by Congress and were frozen after President Trump signed an executive order on January 24th, directing a review of FEMA and how it was spending funds, stating, quote, "There are serious concerns of political bias in FEMA," adding, "Despite obligating nearly $30 billion in disaster aid each of the past 3 years, FEMA has managed to leave vulnerable Americans without the resources or support they need when they need it most." Trump has said he wants states to be in charge of their own emergency response, and then the federal government can step in and help with funds. 3 days after Trump signed the EO, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, issued a freeze on certain financial assistance programs. 1 week after Trump signed the EO, Judge McConnell issued a temporary restraining order against the funding freeze. 10 days later, he sided with the states, ordering FEMA to immediately restore the funds. The federal government appealed, and on March 26th, a three-judge panel from the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the appeal. Attorneys general representing the states and D.C. went back to Judge McConnell, arguing that even after he issued the temporary restraining order, their fund requests were still subject to a review process and that the action went against the court order. The Trump administration argued back, saying the review process had nothing to do with the OMB's memo, stating reimbursement payments are allowable, allocable, and reasonable per each award's terms and conditions, and are free from fraud, waste, or abuse. In his Friday ruling, Judge McConnell said FEMA's review process essentially imposes an indefinite categorical pause on payments. The judge decided FEMA, under the Trump administration, must immediately comply with the plain text of the preliminary injunction order not to pause or otherwise impede the disbursement of appropriated federal funds to the states, based on Trump's executive orders. We asked the Trump administration for its response. A senior official with the Department of Homeland Security tells us, quote, "This is yet another example of an activist judge trying to obstruct President Trump's agenda. At the direction of Secretary Noem, FEMA has implemented additional controls to ensure that all grant program activity is consistent with law and does not promote fraud, waste, or abuse, as it has in the past. We will continue to ensure that U.S. taxpayer dollars are being used wisely and for mission-critical efforts." The Attorney General for the state of Rhode Island, a plaintiff in the case, also responded saying, in part, "When the president and his administration continuously flout court orders, they are testing the boundaries of what they can get away with and toying with American lives in the process. Enough is enough, and the court has made that crystal clear. Our office and attorneys general across the country will continue our relentless pursuit of the rule of law, and we will not hesitate to ensure that the people of Rhode Island receive every dollar that they are due. It's unclear how the Trump administration will proceed."